Welcome to the show. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you so much for listening. We are going to talk about a topic that I'm super excited about because, well, I'm always excited to do these shows. These are so much fun. But this topic is relevant for your career, for you as a manager, for you starting company and managing employees. It's even relevant for those of you who are over a ministry at church. So it's just super relevant all the way around. So I'm really excited about today's show. Before we get into it, go over to crosspolitic.com. Go check out all the stuff that we have for you. We have some great content. We have some great benefits for those of you who are members. If you are not a member yet, what are you doing? Go over, become a member. You don't just get a bunch of great stuff. You don't get just get exclusive content, but you get to come alongside of us. You get to support us. You get to be a part of what we are building here. Cross Politic Network is like a mosaic of everybody who's put in effort, who's been praying for us, who's been blessing us with providing us with donations and membership. We really appreciate it. Thank you for coming alongside of us. If you have any questions, comments, topics, disagreements, agreements, encouragements, any of the sort, you could reach out to me on the social media sites at How to Build a Tent. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. Love hearing from you. Last weekend, Saturday, I was speaking at the men's breakfast that we have once a month. I love speaking to the men's breakfast because you're talking to the leaders of the church. And it's just a great time, a great fellowship and things like that. But before that whole conversation, and before the men's breakfast started, I should say, I had a conversation with the lead worship, the worship leader is how you should say it. And we had a conversation, and it was pretty typical throughout my time in church and talking with leaders and the people that are dealing with people. This conversation always comes up. How do I tell people no? I don't know what it is, but Christians have the hardest time telling people they suck at something. And that's like the way you shouldn't say it. But we need to understand, and we need to have a philosophy, we need to have a good answer for putting people in the place they're gifted at. And of course, worship leader, being part of the band, depending on how your church does it, there are always going to be people that think they're really great at music, they're great singers, or they're great at their instruments, and they want to be on stage. And you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, you've probably seen American Idol or some of those contests where they have someone who's convinced that they are like the best singer in the world. And then they get up there and they can't carry a tune and it's just awful. It's like, how do you not know that you cannot sing well? But the worship leader is talking to me. It's like, it's so hard to tell people no. So that really got me thinking. And how do we put people in the places that God has gifted them in, what their role is? This is really applicable to business too. So I'm just going to continue with the conversation and then we'll apply it to business. So I told him, it's really important you have to do it, not just because they are going to be taking a spot that somebody else who is gifted in that area of music is missing out on. If someone who's terrible at singing is singing, well, not only is that just basically a curse to the whole congregation, but it's also robbing the congregation of a blessing and robbing the opportunity for someone who is gifted in that area, that God has gifted in that area, to bless the congregation as well and to be able to serve in their capacity. All right, so how does this apply to business? And I believe I mentioned this before, but I really want to drive home this point because it's really important. It's important for you thinking about yourself and the positions you take, the roles you take, where, how you climb the ladder in an organization. It's also extremely important for you who are managing people. And it goes back to that thing I was just talking about, is when you put somebody in a role that is not their strength, you are hurting the organization twofold. One, you're putting someone in a position, a place, a role, a leadership position, whatever it is, that it is not beneficial for the company. It is not beneficial for the people who are leading. It's not beneficial for anyone that they are providing their product or service to. And also, you're keeping someone else who is fitted for that role to be in that position. Just like it is in that worship band, and it's just as devastating as having someone who cannot sing on stage for the whole congregation to hear, who can't carry a tune. It's just as devastating in business because it impacts the bottom line, it impacts your efficiencies. And to really drive home this point, let's just talk about an electrical company. And you have these electricians. You may have some really great electricians. They do their job well. They understand the details. They know how to wire a house. They know how to wire any electronic job that there is. They are the ones you go to. They are the ones who people ask questions to. They're the ones who can train people. They are just love their job. They show up. They're reliable. Now, typically what we do is we want to reward them. We want people to look up to them. So what do? We take them out of their job, their role, and we put them into management. And what happens is they get frustrated. You and the people they lead are frustrated because he's miserable now. He is not a good manager. He doesn't enjoy it. He doesn't like managing people. He likes doing electrical work. He likes being an electrician. He loves being that electrician. And there's a threefold curse that happens with this. One, you now have a bad manager. Two, you now have your best electricians being taken away from what they do best. And three, you are not allowing somebody who's better as a manager to fill that management role. This can hurt your business. If you are a manager, if you're leading a company, if you have your own business, you need to be aware of this. If you're an individual in a career and you are seeking to be promoted, if you're seeking to be recognized, not because you want to be in management, but because you want to make more money, you want to provide, you just like moving up, then you need to look for a company where you are going to be recognized and be able to do your skill set, that they're going to be able to utilize your skills without taking you out of that element and putting you into a role just for promotion's sake. Because oftentimes, people that are good at an individual job get put into a management role and they're terrible at it. And the reason is being a manager, being a director, being a leader, I know it looks easy from the outside, but it requires as much skill. It requires a specific mindset. It requires certain gifts that the electricians, the plumbers, like the analysts, whatever it is, white collar or blue collar, that when you have working on a specific skill, when you develop a certain craft, is not the same skills as being a manager. And you need to be aware of that because as an individual, if you don't like being a manager, you're going to be miserable being a manager. If you are just looking for that promotion and going out into a skill set that you don't have for those skills for, that you don't like those skills, if you don't like people, you're going to be a terrible manager, right? So don't go into that job to get the promotion and then hate life. So from the management side, if you are able to, if you are high enough up in the position in the company, or if you own the company yourself, find ways to reward, in our example, electrician, or whatever it is, whatever role it is, find ways to reward them without taking them out of their skill set, because your company is going to have the most value from them when they are doing what they have the ability to do, what they have the skills to do, what they're passionate about. Look for ways to incentivize them, to keep paying them more, to keep giving them the recognition that they deserve without having to put them in a management role, because it's going to hurt your company threefold, like we said. And also, don't pass up on what you could think of as a good manager, or who you might think is a good manager, because they're not great at the current job that they have. Just because you're not suited to be an electrician doesn't mean you're not suited to be a manager. So this is where it really counts to know your people, to know your team. Just because they're the best doesn't mean that they should become managers. And likewise, just because they're not the best doesn't mean they shouldn't become managers. Now, I'm not saying you should hire the worst people in their positions to become managers, because there's probably other reasons that go along with that. I'm never a big fan of always rewarding the bottom of the barrel. I'm just saying that sometimes the cream of the crop isn't going to be the best managers, like we were talking about. All right. Well, I hope that helps. I hope that that's a blessing. If you have any comments, questions, please feel free to reach out to me. How to Build a Tent on the social media sites. You can email me at matthowtobuildatent.com, and we'll talk to you next time. God bless.